muchísimas gracias. Es un gran honor de estar aquí con ustedes. Excellencies, distinguished members of the committee, dear colleagues. First of all, felicidades, congratulations on this general comment number 40. It's, as you said, it's a historic moment, and you can be very proud of what you have achieved. Because when we look at the state of the world today, it is impossible not to question deeply how we got here. Conflicts escalating in terrifying ways, deepening inequalities with almost obscene levels of wealth concentrated in the hands of a few, and the relentless destruction of our planet. It begs the question, how can we build a more peaceful tomorrow when today is so violent and so full of turmoil? The oppressive, outdated, patriarchal system subjugating half of humanity is at the root of many of the challenges that we face today, as individuals, as societies, and at the global level. The power to suppress and to silence, to wage war and wreak havoc, is all too often wielded by angry, egotistical, short-sighted men. Women remain starkly underrepresented in decision-making systems. And there is even lower representation of women who suffer from intersectional forms of discrimination, including indigenous women, trans women, Afro-descendant women, older women, and others. This is a grave injustice and a glaring paradox. So this important general recommendation on the equal and inclusive representation of women in decision-making systems must be a milestone and a call to action matched by meaningful progress around the world. So I again congratulate everyone involved in elaborating this very important comment. Distinguished committee members, dear colleagues, while there has been some progress on gender parity over recent decade, it comes at a very slow pace. In 2022, the most recent year for which we have statistics, 107 countries had never had a woman head of state, and women held only 27% of seats in national parliaments, and women made up just 16% of peace negotiators, which is, of course, very important, especially when we want to implement the Women, Peace and Security agenda of the Security Council. Women occupy only 28.2% of management positions in the labor market, and the percentage of public tenders awarded to women-owned businesses is shockingly low, a mere 1%. These are lost opportunities and lost potential. Gender parity is a human right. The right of women in all their diversity to have an equal say in all decisions that shape their societies, economies, and futures is non-negotiable. And gender parity is transformative. It brings to bear the full breadth of human experience, talent, and vision. It unlocks capacities as individuals and collectively to innovate and to be creative so we are better equipped as societies to solve complex problems, such as violent conflict. Women are agents of peace. Their full participation in society helps to prevent conflict. It makes peacemaking and peacebuilding much more effective, especially when women exercise a strong influence in the negotiation process. Studies show that the participation of women increases the probability of lasting peace, especially when these agreements are reached, by at least 35%. And we have seen this in action from Liberia to Colombia to Northern Ireland. It is beyond time for women to take their rightful place with important seats at all the important tables. Parity is also game-changing for our economies. Ensuring women's equal access to economic opportunities is fundamental for building sustainable, inclusive economies that are rooted in human rights. And for our environment, where comprehensive and sustainable responses to the triple planetary crisis require women's voices and experiences. In the digital sphere, women's equal participation in the design and rollout of new technologies is essential to avoid bias and build gender equality into the algorithms that rule our digital lives. Distinguished committee members, General Recommendation number 40 puts forward immediate, concrete, and detailed recommendations across the board to make parity a reality by 2030, in line with SDG 5 and Action 8 of the Pact for the Future. It makes clear that parity cannot be partial. The Convention's core aim of eliminating discrimination against women demands not one quarter or one third, but 50-50 parity. The only way for governance to be truly representative and for women's voices to have real and lasting impact across the board. And it sets out measures to ensure parity is systemic. Achieving true gender parity means we must confront and dismantle the deeply entrenched patriarchal structures that have shaped power relations between men and women for centuries. This may involve constitutional amendments and wide-ranging reforms to legal frameworks to institutionalize parity in the foundation of government. It may require national action plans and temporary special measures, including quotas. It also means we must denounce unequivocally institutionalized regimes of systematic oppression and domination of women, increasingly characterized as amounting to gender apartheid for the extent and severity of their impacts. I would like to take this opportunity to express my own support for efforts to codify gender apartheid as a crime against humanity, to broaden individual accountability for the full range of gender-based violations we are witnessing today. Distinguished participants, I thank the informal group of friends of states for their support for this general recommendation, together with UN Women, the Interparliamentary Union, and partners from civil society and academia. We must all seize this opportunity collectively to ensure that the general recommendation spurs concrete and immediate action. We must have the highest ambition for this critical tool, and we must meet them. A more just and equal world demands it. Muchas gracias.